So welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome home to yourself. I'd like to take a moment to welcome each and every one of you. Welcome each and every one of you, each and every part of you. And let you know that you are welcome here. You are warmly welcomed here. I'm grateful that you are taking the time to hang out with yourself and experience the power of Nidra. Welcome home to yourself. Welcome to this space that has been made as safe, as comfortable as can possibly be, so you should feel able to relax and settle down. I keep my eyes open and I watch over us, so that you should feel safe to relax and settle down. The doors are shut, nobody can get in. But if you need to get up and leave at any point, you are welcome to do so. You can let your body get as comfortable as it can. So if you need to make any arrangements, go ahead and rearrange your body now. If something's niggling you or annoying you, sort it out. Get yourself as comfortable as you can possibly be. And allow the body to come into a place of stillness. So see if you can free yourself from the desire to move again. Enter a space free from the desire to move. Feeling comfortable to just lay in stillness with the body peacefully resting on the floor. The body relaxed. And I invite you, if you would like, to take a big inhale, and on the exhale, let out a sigh or a little yawn, or just the feeling that any tension is leaving the body. A few more times, big, deep inhale, and then as you exhale, release anything you don't need from the body. Lovely. Letting the body settle down. Creating an image in your mind, perhaps, of the position of the body lying on the floor. Knowing the position that the body is in, lying on the floor. Where your arms are in relation to your legs. The orientation of your body in the room. Being aware precisely of the position of your body in this room. And seeing if you can relax the body a little bit further, see if you can let go of tension in the face and the tongue and the jaw. See if you can allow the shoulders to sink down into the floor a little bit more. Release any tension through the thighs, the hips and the legs. Let everything become a little bit more soft and still. Be aware of the sounds in this space. The sounds outside of this space. We welcome in all sounds, whatever they may be. Aware that sounds will arise, but knowing that they will fall again and fade back into the silence. So we welcome in all sounds. Welcome in all experience. Remaining a compassionate witness of our experience and tuning into the sensation body, the subtle body. We leave the thinking mind behind and drop down into a place of feeling and being, moving away from the thinking mind. There's no agenda, no to-do list, nothing to be achieved, no comparisons to be made. You cannot be successful or fail. This is simply an invitation to be and experience the space of consciousness that is Yoga Nidra. You can just say to yourself inside, I am practicing yoga nidra. I am practicing yoga nidra. I am practicing yoga nidra, and there's no need for thinking or moving or doing. Allow your body to drop into the deepest places of stillness and rest and peace. Become aware of the feeling of the air on the skin. The air moving in through the mouth of the nose as you inhale. See if you can really feel the air being pulled into the body and hitting the back of the throat before it moves down into your lungs. Awareness of the air in the nostrils. The air in the nostrils, the air in the back of the throat, the air in the lungs, and notice that the air that leaves is a little bit warmer. The body warms the air. See if you can feel the difference in the temperature of the air as it leaves the body. Become aware of other places of warmth in the body. Maybe in your chest or your stomach. Your groin or your armpits. Seek out places of warmth in your body. Or maybe even the feeling that there's an orb of warm light deep in your center, radiating out to your extremities. A warm core deep inside of you, warming you from the inside. Become aware of the fluid in the body, the water of the body, 60% water, the water in the blood, in the tissues, in the bladder, the womb, the saliva in the mouth. Become aware of the fluid of the body. And then the bones and the flesh and the weight of the physical body, holding you down safely upon the earth. Awareness of the bones of the body. The weight of the body holding you down, safely resting upon the surface of Mother Earth. And feel as if you could let go completely into the supports of the earth beneath you. So as you exhale, a feeling of heaviness, and that the body is able to press down through the points of contact into the earth beneath you. That the body can surrender completely to the earth, knowing that the earth can take all of you, and you can drop into a deeper place of stillness, a deeper place of stillness, with every exhale, the body is able to root down into the earth beneath you. With every exhale, the body is able to root down and settle with the inhale, a feeling of spaciousness and lightness through the front of the body. Spaciousness and lightness through the front of the body. As you inhale, allow the breath to become more spacious and free. And as you exhale, a rooting down. Inhale into spaciousness. Exhale, rooting down. And see if you can take your awareness now to the heart space. Awareness to the heart space. And see if you can feel a physical warmth there. A physical warmth. And a sense of thankfulness and gratitude. A thankfulness for the opportunity to be with yourself and rest with yourself, connect with your wisdom or higher power, intuition, whatever you feel like it is. And listening in and seeing if a heartfelt prayer or wish can manifest itself. Listening into the space of the heart and seeing if it offers up a wish or a prayer for you, a desire, a heartfelt wish or desire, and holding it for a moment in the feeling body or the mind, or just the feeling of gratitude in the heart space. And knowing that whatever wish or desire or prayer might have manifested is taking root in the fertile soil of gratitude and will surely grow. And leaving that behind, we begin a rotation of consciousness through the body, where we'll call it a rotation of acceptance through the landscape of the body. We will travel through the landscape of the body, inviting in sensation and offering to each body part as it's named our acceptance. Or you can visualize the body part and even say as we move through, I accept you as you are. Accepting in the body as we move the consciousness around in whatever way this works most naturally for you. And we start with the crown of the head, maybe even the feeling that you're smiling in, smiling into these places. The space between the eyebrows, the whole of the face, accepting the seed of acceptance, the base of the throat, moving to the right shoulder, and moving down the arm to the elbow, and the wrist, accepting into your awareness your whole right arm, the palm of the hand, the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, accepting in all five fingers in the palm of the hand, the wrist, the forearm and the elbow, the upper arm and the shoulder, the collarbone and the base of the throat, through to the left shoulder and down the arm to the elbow, through to the wrist and the palm of the hand, and accepting in the whole five fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the whole left hand and into the wrist and the elbow, the shoulder, the collarbone, the base of the throat, the center of the chest, smiling into the space behind the breastbone, the left breast, the center of the chest, the right breast, the center of the chest, and moving down to the stomach, the navel, the womb, the pelvis, the groin, the right hip, and down the thigh, the back of the thigh, the knee, the back of the knee, accepting into our awareness our whole shin and calf and ankle, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, and all of our five toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our whole right foot and up the leg to the right knee, through the thigh to the right hip, through the space of the pelvis, the left hip, and down the leg, the thigh, the back of the thigh, the knee, the back of the knee, accepting in the shin and the calf and the ankle, the sole of the foot, and all five toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, smiling into the whole left foot and up the leg to the knee, to the hip, the pelvis, the stomach, the chest, the back, the left shoulder blade, and the right shoulder blade, the base of the throat, the chin, the left cheek, and the right cheek, the left eye and the right eye, the left eyebrow and the right eyebrow, the forehead, accepting the whole of the face, the left ear and the right ear, the crown of the head, and the feeling of smiling in and accepting the whole body, awareness and acceptance of the whole body as it is lying here. Awareness of the whole body, the whole body. Aware again of the points of contact with the back of the body and the floor beneath you. The weight of the body pressing down into the floor. Be aware of the breathing body. And you can either stay with the breathing body, or you can Imagine in front of you a mirror. You can see yourself in the mirror. Or you just take yourself through the feelings. If you don't visualize it, it's okay. And in this mirror, you can see yourself. And you can see a sadness in the face. You see a sadness in the face and a feeling of sadness in the body. It's not very strong, but it's just enough to feel. And you see it in your face as you look back at yourself in the mirror. You feel the sadness in the body and notice where you feel this in the body. And how the body holds itself in sadness. How the face looks in sadness. And as you stare at yourself, you decide to move this to happiness. So you begin to see the face transform from sadness to happiness. A smile, an uncontrollable smile, spreads across your face. A feeling of warmth and happiness moves through your whole body. The warmth and happiness moves through your whole body, and as you see yourself in the mirror, you see your body and face transform. Filled with the sense of happiness, the whole body smiling back at you. And then as you're looking in the mirror, you notice it's moving again and the body becomes self-conscious. You feel a slight shame moving through you. It's not too strong, but it's just enough. You look at yourself and you feel a feeling of shame and self-consciousness and notice how this looks in the face. How the body holds itself in self-consciousness. How it feels in the body. This feeling of shame or self-consciousness in the face, in the body, and where you feel it in the body and how you hold yourself. And as you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you decide you don't want to feel like this. You don't want to hold yourself like this. So you transform this into confidence and pride. You transform the face looking back at you. And you feel filled with a sense of confidence, with the pride in who you are. And what you see when you look at yourself. You feel a pride and a confidence moving through your whole body and notice where you feel it and how you stand and how you look in your power. And you create a snapshot image of this in your mind and hold it there. Knowing that you can recreate this whenever you want to. You leave the mirror behind, the mirror fades. And you come back to the awareness of the physical body, awareness of the breathing body here on the floor. Listening to the sound of your body breathing. tuning into the sound of your body breathing. Awareness of the breathing body. And you begin counting the breaths from 21 backwards to 0. Inhaling 21. Exhaling 21. Inhaling 20. Exhaling 20. Keep counting backwards, keeping your attention on the breath. Keeping the attention with the breath, counting backwards to 0. And then let go of the breathing and just rest in peace and stillness. And I'm going to offer us some affirmations. You can allow your body to spontaneously respond to them. If you feel inclined, you can repeat them in your mind after me, or you can just let the words wash over you. They are an offering and nothing else. I love and accept myself exactly as I am. I love and accept myself exactly as I am. I am free from the need to compare myself with others. I am free from the need to compare myself with others. I listen to my body's signals and trust it knows what it needs. I listen to my body's signals and trust it knows what it needs. If you feel any affirmations of your own rising to the surface, allow them to be present in the mind, or maybe your heartfelt desire from earlier on can be brought back, or if nothing else, just a feeling of gratitude in the body, a warmth of gratitude, a thankfulness. And then become aware of the sounds in this room. And the sounds outside of this room. See if you can find sounds outside. finding sounds far off in the distance. And then coming back to the sounds in this room. And then the sound of your own breath. Become aware again of the position of your body in the room, the posture of the body lying on the floor, your orientation in this room, and be aware that you have been practicing Yoga Nidra. You can say to yourself, I've been practicing Yoga Nidra. I've been spending time with myself. I have been practicing Yoga Nidra, and this practice of Yoga Nidra is now coming to a close, but I can return whenever I need to, whenever I want. The space of Nidra is always available to you. But now is the time to begin to come back to the body and come back to the room. And begin to very slowly take deeper breaths and roll the toes and the fingers. Maybe even gently move the head side to side, and very gently and slowly in your own time coming back. Maybe even bringing a little hum. And if you want, you can sort of rub your hands together, stretch your legs, roll onto your side, do whatever you need to do. You have a few minutes now to come to. And thank you for listening. Thank you for practicing Nidra with me.